Finally today, a story about a group of teenage girls in western Afghanistan. They've been offered the chance of a lifetime to participate in a robotics competition in the U.S. For months, the young engineers have been working on building a robot to enter in the first global challenge. But now it looks like they won't make it. Their parents said yes. The U.S. State Department said no. Joe Sestak is the president of First Global. Joe, have you spoken to the six girls on the team since they got the news that their visa application had been denied for the second time?
Oh, I've spoken with them several times over the past couple months, and we are saddened they won't be here. But yesterday they shipped the robot back to us. We have a group of young Afghan women here, young girls, and we will Skype in. Our wonderful team, our brave team from Afghanistan, and everyone will see them on the big screen watching their surrogate team represent them here.
So that's interesting. So the girls themselves, they can't come, but their robot that they created for this competition is attending, and other Afghan girls will represent the girls who can't make it from Afghanistan, the ones who were denied the visa. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, on the robot, it was curious. It sat there in customs in Afghanistan for over a month. And I finally called the ambassador's office from Afghanistan to try to get it out for the young girls. I think there was concern that the ISIS has used robotic parts before for IEDs. But in this particular case, what I do recognize, having been on the ground in Afghanistan near the beginning of the war, very briefly, is that I'm very close to the situation there. And although I don't know exactly the reason for denial, I do know that there are interpreters that, with very few visas available, that have helped U.S. forces and others that are applying for these. So I can't tell you why exactly, but I do know this: a fair opportunity was given by the U.S. State Department and embassy.
I'm curious if you had any other participants in the first Global Challenge robotics competition that were also denied visas.
It's interesting. Out of so far 158 countries that have gone through, and there's 164 nations with teams attending, so there's only a few interviews left. Only two have not gotten a visa. Iran has gotten one. Sudan has gotten one. A Syrian refugee team has gotten one. There's two.
Afghanistan, who else?
And Gambia. And visa refusal rates in both of those countries are over 70%, as you know, and very few are given in Afghanistan.
Will the Gambian team be Skyped in too?
Yes, they are. We're going to do the same for both of them.
Joe Sestak is president of First Global. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Carol, very much.